You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Senator Tammy Baldwin held a virtual town hall meeting on Thursday to answer questions from concerned constituents in central Wisconsin. The meeting was moderated by Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiese. The first question outlined how chaotic things seem in Washington, D.C., and asked how to help calm the uncertainty people are living with every day.
It does feel a lot like chaos here.
Senator Baldwin said announcements are coming so fast and furious that it's difficult for hardworking citizens to keep up.
I will tell you that some of the chaos that we're experiencing is very purposeful.
A top Trump advisor said their strategy in the first days and weeks was to flood the zone. Many of the things proposed have resulted in lawsuits, making it even harder to understand what's going on.
I think it's important to remember in all of this that we do have power. Everyone here has power, and your voice matters.
Baldwin said she's been spending time on the Senate floor reading letters from concerned constituents, and those voices and stories do make a difference.
Again, I'm here to fight for you, but I'm also here to fight with you.
She said through this chaotic and confusing time that we have real power and encouraged Wisconsinites to keep talking to their representatives. One of our own firefighters is representing Wisconsin Rapids at the World's Strongest Firefighter Competition. Firefighter and paramedic Dylan West will again compete at the Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus, Ohio. Last year, he placed 9th in the competition. His goal this year is simply to do better than that. Qualifying competitions begin today, and the competition takes place on Saturday, March 1st. Proceeds raised from the event will go to help several firefighter relief funds that benefit firefighters and their families across the nation. There's a wind advisory today. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Strong winds today will make it difficult to drive. Power outages are also possible across the state, and some trees could be at risk. It's because the soil is so saturated from the recent snowmelt that they can get uprooted and pushed over much easier. Waves will also be big on the Great Lakes. This will shift ice sheets and weaken areas on the bays and even Lake Winnebago. And ice shoves along shores are also possible and could create some damage.
The Attorney General met with the Mayor of Green Bay, lawmakers, and concerned community members to discuss immigration efforts in the city. Lisa Hale has the story.
Fears from the immigrant community were heard in a roundtable discussion in Green Bay Thursday. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
A lot of the fear we have heard, that we heard about today, relates not to specific actions that have been taken, but to rhetoric that's been out there. So discussions about raids at schools or raids at churches.
While the roundtable discussion with Call, 89th Assembly Member Ahmad Rivera Wagner, and Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich with members of the immigrant community was not open to the media, a press conference was held afterwards. Genrich said that while immigration enforcement is focusing on dangerous criminals in Green Bay, immigrants are welcomed and needed in the city.
A deer farm in Eau Claire County has reported a positive chronic wasting disease test in one of their animals. The farm-raised deer that produced the positive test was located within 10 miles of Clark and Jackson counties, triggering baiting and feeding bans for all three. Eau Claire and Jackson counties already have baiting and feeding plans in place stemming from positive tests in wild deer, but Clark County will put a new ban into effect beginning on March 1st. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with a 121-112 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis led with 28 points. Center Brooke Lopez added 22.
It was big. You know, that was a very big game for us, a great win. It took everyone, you know, and always the crowd always picks us up.
Although the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, scored 32 points, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Lopez for keeping up with the Joker.
I thought Brooke was fantastic. You know, we matched his minutes exactly with Jokic, which we don't do a lot. You know, the guys, you know, Jokic, he's really good. He's just really good. I mean, he made the shots he makes. They look like there's no way they can go in. And his passing is something to marvel. It just is.
College hoops, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The legendary Gene Hackman has passed away at the age of 95. If you haven't already heard, Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakawa, a classically trained pianist, and the couple's dog were found in their New Mexico home. Authorities say they had been dead for a while. Hackman was the star of films like The French Connection, The Poseidon Adventure, Mississippi Burning, The Conversation, and Hoosiers. The late great Hackman moved to Pasadena, California in 1952 after he got out of the Marines and met Dustin Hoffman at the Pasadena Playhouse, where both were voted least likely to succeed. Seems like a pretty cruel award to give to another adult. Despite not having leading man looks, Hackman says he never cared about that and just wanted to act in any capacity. Hackman retired from acting in 2004 and moved to New Mexico, where he became involved in the arts community and wrote books. Gene Hackman is quite often referred to as the greatest American actor. He won Oscars for his role in The French Connection and Unforgiven. Gene Hackman was 95. If you weren't already aware, there will be a Shrek 5, and it will have a fresh-faced new star in the cast, according to Deadline.com. Zendaya will join the cast as Shrek's daughter. If you're scoring at home, that means she will play the offspring of Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz. Eddie Murphy will also be back as Donkey. Shrek 5 will be the first film in the franchise to hit theaters since 2010's Shrek Forever. The fifth installment is expected to grace our screens Christmas of 2026. The death of Gene Hackman will most likely be talked about for weeks to come in the entertainment business. Hackman and his wife Betsy were found dead in their New Mexico home Wednesday. Hackman quietly retired from acting in 2004 after appearing in the film Welcome to Mooseport. In a 2009 interview with Empire Magazine regarding his retirement, Hackman revealed that the straw that broke the camel's back was his doctor telling him his heart could no longer handle excessive stress. You might think that the guy that owns the local haberdashery is just a small businessman. But when it comes to Hollywood, chances are he's a trained assassin. Whether it's a regular housewife, an accountant, or even a beekeeper, yes, a beekeeper, Miramax has announced there will be a sequel to The First Beekeeper, which starred Jason Statham. Statham plays a keeper of bees who also knows how to kill people very well. And if you saw the first film, appears to be bulletproof. Production is scheduled to start this fall. Deadline reports that Saoirse Ronan and Austin Butler are set to lead the cast of A24's upcoming Deep Cuts. Saoirse Ronan will also produce the film, which will be directed by Iron Claw's Sean Durkin. Deep Cuts is a love story based on the highly anticipated first novel by author Holly Brickley, which was just released February 25th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be really windy with falling temperatures and a few sprinkles or flurries likely today. We'll see wind gusts from 40 to 45 through the afternoon. Temperatures will climb into the upper 40s by lunchtime, but quickly drop into the mid-30s by late afternoon. Tomorrow will be sunny, not windy, but cooler. Our high tomorrow, 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.